Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our buddy Brian Monroe going to come out here and join us for a couple minutes. Good morning, Brian. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Everything's good. How about yourself?
We're doing very well. Thank you, Brian, Monroe County. Hey, I wanted to ask you this question. I thought it was interesting. Man, he's letting all the former players come out and watch practice. He's not hiding anything, huh?
Not from us. I mean, listen, Coach Cristobal gets it. He understands what, you know, some of the greats that we have that played at the U on the sideline, just watching the guys means to the current players. Because, you know, a lot of times when we were there, we would sit back and say, wow, that's Ray Lewis. Well, damn, that's Ed Reed. You know, that's Ted Hendricks. And it kind of, you know, makes you almost want to play a little bit harder and live up to that, you know, what they did
for
you. And then also, you have those guys to talk to after practice and ask any types of questions about, you know, what does it take to be a champion? What does it take to be great? What does it take to make it to the next level? Did you see anything from me today? And maybe next time you can watch something that I did and give me a pointer or two.
Hey, Brian, one of this, obviously there's a lot of open competition, but we are looking, let's go sexy early here. Wide receiver, we are looking for a one and a two, somebody from day one to kind of step out there, win on one-on-one and 7-on-7, 11-on-11. Are you seeing anybody at all that's making plays here early in camp that to watch for? Or does it go pretty much to the starting three or four guys that we saw in spring football?
You know, actually, the guy that popped out to me, I think, is the Clemson transfer, Frank Ladson. When I went up to day one, he caught everything. He was roasting DBs left and right. He's that big body guy that we need, that Rambo's gone, and we need somebody to step up. It looks like he could potentially be that one if he can stay healthy, which was his problem at Clemson, and be consistent. We obviously know Xavier Restrepo is that, you know, comfort blanket for TVD. They've been roommates since they've been in college. He's that tough-nosed dog across the middle. I think he's going to be that third-down receiver that you see, almost like that Braxton Berrios type. And I'm hoping Keyshawn Smith can step it up. And we have a lot of young guys that just need to stay consistent.
Brian, I'll stick with the offense a little bit, the running back position as well. It's one hell of a kind of class of five or six guys. Guys coming back from injury, Jalen Knighton, Henry Paris Jr. I mean, like, Trevante Citizen, there's a lot of dudes there. Has anyone stood out? Has anyone kind of showed you at this point? Or like, what's going on with that position in your eyes?
Well, you know, since Knighton was out in the spring, I think Henry Paris got a lot of the carries. And he stood out to me because I think he could do everything as a running back. He can run outside. He can run inside. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Right now, he is my RB1 just because he's a little bit thicker than Jalen Knighton. And I think he can do it all. I think Brewster, what he's shown so far is that burst of speed is just out of control. I mean, he just looks like he shot out of a rocket every single time he touches the ball. I think it's going to be a nice 1-2 punch. Donald Chaney looks really good coming off an injury. If we can get him back consistently, that is a triple-headed monster that can look really good this year. And obviously you got Big Thad that we want to see. Maybe we get a third down, fourth down back in those short yardages. And obviously, you know, everyone's talked about the freshman, Trevante Citizen. He looks like an NFL back right now, the way his body is built. But like anything else, he's got to learn the playbook, and he has to be trusted by the coaches for pass protection. If he can get that, then we'll start to see him get slowly put into the offense. But I think at the beginning, you'll see those three guys and Jalen Knighton, Henry Parrish, and Donald Trainee be the guys.
Brian, transfer portal, big plug-and-play guys, man. That's why you bring them in, guys that got to have experience from different programs. They got a bunch of guys defensively that they're counting on, especially in the front seven. Any guys that you've seen and you go, wow, that guy could make an impact early on here?
Well, the first guy you notice is Akeem Mezador, the transfer from West Virginia, the freshman All-American. I mean, during practice, he was in the backfield or he was stopping at the line of scrimmage for the running backs every single play. It just seemed like he was wrecking havoc all day long. I think he could be a huge asset to the team this year. Mitchell Aguda, transfer from UCLA, just looks like a guy that you want to get off the bus first. You know, he's just, you know, is well put together defensive end. I think is going to help this team. And if you want to talk about a guy that just looks like, wow, has to be the transfer from Maryland, Daryl Jackson. I mean, this guy's 6'6", 300-something pounds, but doesn't look like he has much fat on him, and he's been wrecking havoc. So I think that the additions of those guys, plus a couple of the guys like Lichtenstein from USC, we're going to have something up front. I think that really is going to help us this year because we really didn't have a consistent pass rush last year or a guy that stood out once we lost those guys to the NFL. And I think a lot of these dudes will definitely help us and bring us back. And I truly hope that this transfer from UCLA, Caleb Johnson, can step it up because our linebacker play was horrid last year.
You got to play those guys, though, right? The reason you brought them in is a lot of them, you saw what you had, and you had a pretty good idea coming out of spring football, and you needed to upgrade with a lot of these guys that you're counting on that have a lot of experience already playing in big-time college football, right?
Yeah, well, you needed the depth, first of all, right? We have some guys that are very talented. I mean, you have Leonard Taylor, who's a freshman, and Jared Harrison-Hunt, who's coming off an injury, but who do you really have behind them? You know, you have Jafari Harvey, and you have Chance Williams on the ends, but who did you really have behind them? Yeah. Like, you need to bring in competition, and you need to bring in depth to compete with the guys that you're competing with this year in the Texas A&Ms and the Clemsons of the world. So I think that, you know, Coach Chrisball and his staff did a great job saying, okay, where are we weak? And they noticed up front that we didn't have a lot of guys, so they went and got five transfers in the defensive line.
One guy's got to step up. I talked about this this morning early. Zion Nelson is getting hyped up again, and I know he's a little banged up right now, but when he comes back, he needs to play like one of the two or three best players on the team. You agree with that? We've heard it. We heard about his quick feet, how athletic he is, made perfectly built for that position at left tackle. He needs to show him ready to go. Would you agree?
Well, he has to, right? Because we're all talking about Tyler Van Dyke taking that next step and being this first-round quarterback. Well, how does he do that? He does that with protection. He does that with time in the pocket. Your left tackle is obviously your most important lineman of the line. And, you know, Zion's that guy getting all the pub. You talk to Coach Maribel about him. They speak wonders about him. And he has to take that next step to say, okay, the hype is warranted. I'm going to be the guy. But, you know, honestly, for me, I'm more excited getting Jalen Rivers back. I think Jalen Rivers will probably be the most talented offensive line that they have for this line when it's all said and done. I just don't know exactly where they're going to play him. Is he going to play left tackle as Zion's out for the first game? He's going to play left guard next to Zion and shut down that left side of the line for the running backs and everything else. I think it's going to be interesting to see where they play everybody.
I want to go back just to Caleb Johnson for a second because I know the tackling has been something we've been talking about for a couple of years now, and I know that what Mario's doing on the offensive defensive line, how he's building it, we could see it past just this year into the next year's class and the next year's class after that into recruiting. But Caleb Johnson's got a chance to come in here and play from day one. And not only that, but with Charlie Strong and Kevin Steele as the coaches out there for him, I just got to assume this entire group of linebackers is going to get better right away.
Well, they have to get better. You can't get any worse than what we were last year as far as missed tackles in the country. And, you know, I get it. There's different schemes and different defenses that were taught in the past, and maybe tackling was taught differently. I'll tell you this. It's going to be completely different this year. Just watching them on day one on how much they were teaching the guys really stood out to me. And, you know, they have a little bit more depth as well, bringing in a Caleb Johnson as well. And some of the younger guys that have stepped up and had to play last year, maybe didn't want them to play, but they had to. They got some experience. You know, obviously, you bring in Wesley Bissaint out of Miami Central, talented freshman. But again, he's a freshman. You don't want to be dependent on freshmen if you want to compete at championship levels. You have the three linebackers that are committed as, you know, right now in high school. Again, you don't want them to come in and have to play, but if they're the most talented guys, you might have to. So I love that they went into the transfer portal and got a veteran linebacker that is a senior, because you need a guy that's seen a lot of ball, because who is going to be the other guy? Is it going to be Keontre Smith? Is it going to be Corey Flagg and William Steed that have played a lot of balls? Honestly, we don't know, and that's the problem. So you kind of need that senior leadership in that room with the Caleb Johnson coming over that's seen a lot of ball to help out. But I think with Kevin Steele, Coach Strong coming in, everything in that room is just going to be elevated to a higher level.
What's your thoughts on Tyler Van Dyke now coming in, knowing he's the man, not waiting for anybody to get injured and then getting thrown out there? What have you seen from him out there?
I mean, Tyler's, you know, he's that dude. You know, when you look at him, he just seems like a quiet guy, but he really isn't. You know, he demands the attention from his team, whether that's been in the offseason, in the weight room, 7-on-7s, practice, the whole nine yards. Nothing rattles him either. I think he is a true leader. I think he's ready for the spotlight. I think it's more about him just getting comfortable with the guys on the outside and getting this offense down to 100%, where he knows it like in the back of his hand, and they can go out there and have fun. Because, you know, we saw what he did as a freshman in calling out NC State and actually backing it up, you know, being rattled the first two games and then running off six straight games with over 300 yards passing and three touchdowns. I expect him to do the same exact thing this year and continue it going.
You know, I got to say this to you before we run here. I was shocked to see, and I just took it for granted, that new locker room and seeing those faces when those guys saw their name and their number and saw how nice those lockers were. I would have never thought, like, hey, we need a real nice locker room to get everybody fired up. Were you surprised by the reaction, how important it is to have a nice locker room?
Well, you know, a lot of people say you're the old guy saying this, but I think that's today's football, right? They love to have these glitz and glam things so they can put it on Instagram and show off and stuff like that. But, you know, I understand when it comes to the young men, because, you know, they see their boys that are going to different schools with all these little fancy locker rooms. Everything's lit up. My picture's on there. So I get wanting to be like, yeah, that's right. Look at us. We're all stealthed out and all black, looking sick. And, you know, guess what? This is a temporary locker room. So this isn't bad for a temporary locker room, because when that, you know, new facilities done, you know, watch out.
That locker does everything but make love to you. It's unbelievable,
oh, you
man.
Know that.
I got to tell you,
that
thing is,
right.
Brian, that thing is unbelievable. I mean, it
reclines and everything, so you just never know, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You don't know that for sure.
You never know, Brian. You know, you never know. You're right.
That's it.
You know, we were speaking about quarterbacks, and unfortunate news just dropped down in the ACC that Sam Hartman, Wake Forest quarterback, is out indefinitely with a non-football medical issue.
Ooh,
so that is
not good. That is
huge news in the ACC, obviously, with him winning the Atlantic last year with Wake Forest and being the veteran guy and probably being the most important quarterback to his team right now, that they don't know how long he's going to be out, but it definitely takes a hit for Wake Forest, and hopefully the young man comes back and is healthy.
Want everybody healthy, man. I'm with you on that one. No matter where you play, you're exactly right. Brian, thank you, man. Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Brian.
You spending some time. Thanks, buddy.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.